Moto Randos, Moto Randos, here we come. Moto Randos, Moto Randos, here we come.
Juana Man?
That's fine, because I can go to bed too.
You guys remember that movie, Juana Man?
Never
anybody?
Heard of it.
No. Okay, we won't get into it
then. Only you, Seth.
What are you doing that for?
Do you have milk coming
to
out of his
mouth? To work.
Yeah, that's what time he gets up to go to work.
Yeah.
Why do you get up so early?
I start at 6. I'm there at
5:30. Yeah, they start early there.
Yeah.
Big time. Big
I get up
time.
That early. I go to work out, though.
Yeah, every time time that Tim texts the group, like I'm getting out of the shower, I'm like, Jesus, Tim, it's fucking early. Like, I'm up, but
yeah.
I was like, what is Tim doing up there?
That's because you guys always text me, and I got my Do Not Disturb on.
Dude, oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
That
so
kicks
early.
In at 9:30.
Mac, you and I used to get up at 4:30, right? Or
we
4?
Used to meet at the gym at 4:30.
4:30,
no,
yeah.
Jeez.
We started at that, but then we moved it to 5. Because 4:30
I was always late.
I got signed up for that stupid marathon this year, so I got up at 4 a.m. this morning and ran 10 miles, and that freaking sucked. 4 a.m.
Before
is too,
work?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have drove here tonight.
Dude, 4 a.m. I should have, right? Yeah, 4 a.m. is freaking early.
It's going to be faster to get across that bridge.
Yeah. Oh, frick.
I showered ahead of time so I can sleep until like 4:30 and whatnot.
I've got a pretty good sleep schedule waking up at 5. I'm pretty awake now when my alarm goes off. So
yeah,
it's nice.
That between 3:30 and 5:30,
yeah.
I cannot get up. My body will not let me get up.
Sure. Yeah. When I say I'm up, I'm not like
moving around,
firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
My wife's got, she's able to like get up when her alarm goes off at 5:45. And if I get up at 5:15, at 5:45, I can finally see straight. Like she'll come down and be like, so I'm thinking today for dinner, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're talking way too fast. I am on survival coast mode. Still.
Our alarms are like every 5 minutes, like hers and mine. So hers will go off and then I'll kind of hit her foot and then she'll shut it off. Then mine will go off and then a big slap on the back and I shut it off and then just back and forth.
My first alarm goes off at 4, and then I'm kind of like usually like partially awake, and then I'm like out of bed at 4:15. But like today, so I went off at 4, it stopped because my next one's coming up in 15 minutes. And then I just remember like it went off again. I was like, well, fuck, did I snooze it? And I was like, that's 15 minutes already? Like, holy God.
Instant. Yeah. Didn't you say you put your alarm pretty far away?
I used to. I don't anymore.
To get up to shut it off?
I used to have to do that. But now I started. Actually, what's funny is I used to yell at M for doing the same thing because I'm like, you're fucking waking me up because you got six alarms set before you even get out of bed.
Yeah.
I just got two.
Back in my construction days, I mean, I would work hard and then I'd play hard because I was trying to take advantage of time, you know? And I literally had my alarm clock across the room.
Yep.
Like, and I still slept in once or twice. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know how I did it. I remember being so freaking tired. I'd come home. I'd usually fall asleep just as I took my boots off. I'd fall asleep on the living room floor and then wake up and like go hang out with some friends for a little bit and then shower. And then I would just get dressed for work the next day. I'd sleep in jeans, my shirt, my belt, and everything ready to go. And then I'd wake up to my alarm at the very last minute and run upstairs. Like, oh, man, nothing worse than being that tired.
Welcome to the Border Outdoors Podcast. I'm Matt.
We're putting everybody to sleep.
Yeah, I'm Corey.
I'm Sleepy Seth.
I'm Tim.
What? We're just kind of going off. Corey's got to get up early in the morning. I just found that out.
He's a hard-working man. Yeah.
And, like, the worst part is when you really give it at work and you're sore, that makes it 100 times worse.
Let's get something clear. I have an office job now. Yeah. There's no giving her hard as my fingers hurt.
As you were just talking about, God, I can't keep the weight off.
I know why. It's because I can't get out enough. And
push the donuts a little bit farther so you have to get up.
Some of the guys that...
Tell them the donut story from a couple weeks ago. You said you were going to do really good, and then some engineer brought a donut in.
Oh, yeah. So... So I was on like a big kick of like, I'm gonna eat well. And then I was, we were going to meet to go over standard plates. And I gave the engineer some grief. Like, yeah, every time you come down, it's like, you know, 10:30 or 2 o'clock and you can never bring any donuts or anything with. And so he comes down. One of the guys had brought donuts. So I had a donut there. And then the engineer's like, yeah, our meeting's today. And I brought donuts because you made a big stink about it last time. And then so I was like, oh, okay. Donut. Yeah, so I had a donut there. And then like he bought like really like fancy donuts. Like they he could have brought in
from like Clearwater travel.
No, someplace else. He could have brought like the $2 ones from Quick Trip.
Those are the best though.
I love them.
Yeah. Moon.
But anyway, so he moons are delicious. That's what the first guy brought in. So then I had a donut there, so it didn't feel bad. And then we met to go over the standard plates at the wastewater facility. Well, he brought a box for Public Works and a box for wastewater. None of the wastewater guys ate this guy's donuts because like they were almost too fancy. And he's like, nobody ate any. And he just like took one and started eating. I'm like, oh, I felt bad. So I had another one. I'll have one.
I go through the same thing. Like, yeah. I'll come home one night and be like, I got to freaking lose weight. I got to quit eating this crap. And then the next morning, someone comes in with a big box of donuts. Yeah. Like, I'll start tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Start tomorrow.
And it's not like 12 donuts.
Sure.
Like, they bring like a huge spread.
Ugh.
Like, I just had the same conversation on Sunday. I'm like, I ate like crap. It's Thanksgiving. It was not Thanksgiving. It was Easter.
Yep.
I get to work on Monday, and it's like, well, we got safety training with another city, and we provide the donuts from Cub, and they get like 50 of them.
Yeah.
It's like $50 worth of donuts,
yes.
And I'm like,
yes.
All right, well, I better have one. And then you get back to the shop, and it's sitting there at lunch, and it's like, I could go for something sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there's Craven. Another one.
Yep. Yep.
Well, it looks all harmless.
You just look at it, yes. And there's just that little red hole. I ain't going to lick it.
I gave up drinking for Lent, but there's an asterisk next to that.
Every year you do this.
I saw him drink more during Lent than any other time. He's like, no. It's a Wednesday. It's a special Wednesday.
I drank twice
every year.
No.
I drank, except, but it's Saturday.
Yeah,
no, it's Saturday. No, so I'm gonna have.
So
one.
First of all, like I don't drink during the week at all.
Okay.
Like sometimes I would like the podcast would be a good example.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a beer during the week kind of thing. And then the weekends, usually I make up for it on the weekend. So then I wouldn't on the weekends. The two times though, two weekends in a row. Cause
fishing Lake of the Woods,
fishing Lake of the Woods and then homegrown. So like when I said I was this year just going to do, cause last year I did that. That was the first time I'd done it.
Yeah.
And then this year I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do no drinking at all. My wife's like, are you really going to go on two trips and not drink?
It's true.
And I was like, that's a good point. So then I drank.
Yep.
But just those two times. So out of 6 weeks, I didn't drink for four of them.
Sure.
And I'm like, I bet the weight just melts off.
Nope.
Not anymore.
Not a fucking pound.
You do feel better, though. Like, I was doing that for a while. I was doing it for a while where I don't drink during the week. And if I have some on the weekend, like, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, I don't want any. It just kind of like, yeah, whatever. If I'm at someone's house or something, they offer me, I'll have one. But
sure.
Yeah. If I keep the beer fridge empty, then I definitely don't drink it.
Right.
But if there's beer in there, it's like, oh, there's one in there. I might as well have it.
That's where I got. I stopped buying it.
Yeah.
Because like if it's there. And then Jackie like got a 6-pack of like some cider stuff the other day. I was like, I'm having another one tonight. It's there.
Feeling a little tipsy, baby.
Feeling a little spicy.
I went on some tangent quite a few years ago. I don't even know why I did this. But all of a sudden, like the day after Halloween, I said, I'm going to quit drinking.
Sure.
So I did. And all of a sudden, Christmas Eve, getting ready to go over to my mom's house to celebrate Christmas Eve, I'd stopped the liquor store and picked up a case of beer, and I got pretty fucked up that night.
I bet. Like it's starting all over.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But yeah, man.
I've tried to do the whole, I'm not saying it's really hard to do, but I have done it before where I've made that rule where I said I don't drink during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But then every now and then you go to grill some burgers or something like that.
That's the best.
It's like, I got to have a beer while I do
or
this.
Or when you're working in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
God,
when you start getting
projects,
sweat going, and you're like, oh, when I was working on the boat here, I was sweating. And it was really nice out a couple weeks ago. And I'm just getting a little sweat going, and I'm just about done. And I'm like, I'm going to go have a beer. And then you don't even taste it. And it's like, better have another one.
Better have
and
another one.
Got to stay hydrated.
You're just doing that dad thing. You're just standing in the garage door, just looking out, drinking a beer.
See,
just kinda
I didn't know that was a dad thing. I thought that was just normal.
Well, that's what I do.
I'm not a big beer while doing a project. It's all about when it's done.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like when you wrap it up,
when I'm
up
done,
and it's like
then I'll have.
Sometimes you got to get a good buzz on it so you get your mind straight.
Dude, I get sleepy faced pretty quick.
Well, speaking of that, I went over to Matt's last night, and they got back from Colorado, and they went to New Belgium where the Voodoo Ranger is.
Oh yeah, yep.
And he got me a bunch of stickers of the Juice Force that we had at Homegrown.
That's good.
And then he had some of the Juice Force there. I had three of them last night. I was so shit faced.
I don't know anything about it. Is it like
it's
like
9?
You sound like a pussy.
9.5.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, it's up there.
It's like it's Imperial IPA, but it tastes like orange juice with a little hoppy.
It's a hazy, like a hazy, juicy hazy IPA. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really good, but like it's over 2 Busch Lights in 1 can of
right.
alcohol. And so, I had like we're talking, and I just had 3 of them, and then he had 3. And I could not. On the way home, like I laid in bed last night, and I started spinning. I was like, "What?" Because I was texting. She said something to me because I woke up the one night, and I'm like, "Why is it so fucking cold in here?" And I looked down, and the pillow's over the vent.
Okay.
And she wanted a cuddle. I'm like, "You threw the pillow on the vent." Yeah. And then all of a sudden, she sent me. She goes, "No, it was rough because I guess last night he grabbed one of my pillows." And threw it off the bed.
What the
and
frick?
I remember trying to say, no, I remember watching you do it. And I said something like my normal text. And she goes, are you high? I have no idea what
I don't think I am,
on.
But yeah.
But I, during the week, no more. I woke up this morning and I popped.
Hurting.
I'm 30, 32 now.
Yep.
And I popped some Tylenol and ibuprofen and I got to work. And they're like, we got to go. And I was like.
Give me
the
a minute.
First like hour is like a daze, and you're just trying to get your functioning down, like, chugging water, and it's like I can't
it's
do
the
this.
The worst.
Shit.
That's the worst. It's not
like,
worth
I
it.
I gotta
man.
Be 100% when I come into this place.
Yeah. It's way better.
I think the hardest thing when I quit during Lent was like there was a couple of really stressful weeks, and so like you'd come home on a Friday, and like kind of want to just I'll admit that's sort of my routine. Friday I just like decompress from the week, and I have a few drinks.
Right. Yep.
So, like, not being able to do that was stressful for
me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was like, well, don't you think you have a problem if you, like, use it to decompress? I'm like, that's, like, literally how everybody ever drinks.
Does anyone else
they drink to decompress.
Besides, I know, like you said, your wife. Does your guy's wife? Because mine has said that to me. I'm like, oh, I had a hard day, and because I never drink whiskey, and I'll just mix a 7 and 7. But, well, why are you drinking that?
Because I want it.
Because I want to.
Like, I put my big boy pants on every day.
Because I don't want to remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
I drink to forget.
Yeah. Like it seems like that's always kind of a thing. Like everyone I talk to, there's like
that's one of the Jack. I don't think Jackie's ever said it to me. She's definitely given me a look or been like,
okay, another one, huh?
Another one, huh? Like, there's been a couple times where she's like, "How many have you had tonight?" I'm like, I don't know, but I'm having one more.
Not quite enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so maybe I got to get answers like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have that? Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have that. Yeah,
I don't
You guys
so.
Ever, like, put the recycling in the recycling can?
It's just
can?
Click,
yeah.
Click, click,
it's like clinks and clanks from all the cans and bottles. You're like,
Yeah.
It was a busy week.
So that's just it. Like, I'll be like, I'm going to have one beer. And, like, one of my big pet peeves is when the recycling can in the house is full.
Oh,
like just go dump the freaking thing. And so like I'll be like, I'm just gonna have a beer and you know it tastes good. And then like I get done with it and I'm not planning to have another one, but when I get to the effing recycling bin and there's a milk jug and a cereal box uncrushed and I can't even get it in there, now I'm just mad. And now I dump it. And I'm like, I better have another one. I gotta wind down.
That's an empty bag. I can't just have an empty bag in here.
You gotta put that recycling bin right next to the fridge.
Yes.
Oh,
it is.
Then you just, right next to the fridge, I might as well grab another one.
Yeah. Well, that's a good
one. Dude, that's the same at our house. It used to be behind the garbage, and then Marv started pulling stuff out, and it would just pile up. And I'm just like,
yep.
All right. You're trying to grab it, and half of it's falling, and you're kicking it down the stairs because you're just pissed.
Jesus.
And then now...
Stale beer spilling all over your carpet.
No, it's not even that. But then, like, now it's in the closet.
Sure.
So, like, I never go in the closet. Like, we're a recycling house. I'm not. Like,
right.
Is she around? Boop. Right in the trash. But, like, now you open the closet, and something falls, and it's like, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Just instant irritation.
It's like, what are you doing? Well, I'm taking the recycling out. Oh, okay.
Okay. Yep.
No remorse, huh?
Yeah, anybody know where that exists? So, yeah.
Apparently, I'm the only one who knows where that's at.
I don't know. Yeah. I guarantee it's one of those things. My wife probably takes it out 4 days a week, but it feels like she never does.
Well, yeah. You know? It's same with, like, the garbage. Like, I know she takes it out, but it's like seems like every time I open it, it's like,
right.
It's
full. I guess it's full for me again.
Yeah. Jackie does this thing where she'll take the garbage out of the can and then, like,
they don't just
it.
Leave it in the garage. Yeah.
No, she just leaves it right in the kitchen.
Does. Oh.
And she goes, well, we can get a couple more things.
My mom does that.
No.
That's a Schwarzer thing.
That is a Schwarzer thing on your side because your grandma did it all the time, too. I was always hanging on one of the knobs
from
the cupboard.
My mom would come over here.
Yeah, that's exactly what
she would
does.
Grab a new trash can and hang it on the cupboard.
Interesting.
And start filling it. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, it's full. So take it out.
Take it out.
Put it in the bag where it's like.
Yeah. So weird. I don't get it.
I found in our household it's easier to get somebody to take the garbage out, but it's harder in hell to get somebody to put a new fucking bag in.
No, because when you need it, like the worst time, like you're cutting meat or something, you go to open it and you're just like, fuck.
You're getting a chicken ready to grill or something like that. And you got all that diaper and shit in there that's off.
Yes.
Emma's terrible about the recycling. So, like, I'll put it off the step into the garage. But then later that day, I'll be in the garage like, oh, I'll take it out. Or when I leave the next morning, I'll take it with me. She'll put garbage and recycling right there. Meanwhile, if this is our door to go out, like our service door, the garbage can's right around the corner. All you have to do is open the service door and drop it in.
Right there.
You don't even have to go outside.
Right. Yeah.
Won't do it.
It's as easy as
it then, gets. Like, cardboard boxes, just like open up the garage door and just toss her into the garage, and then I'm tripping over it in the morning, then that'll fill up, and then it's just
it out, Corey.
Let it out in the mudroom. Take the damn stuff out. I get so.
You guys realize he hasn't had a drink yet, so yeah. That's where this is all coming from.
Where's my water?
Smell that.
That's vodka.
He's drowning.
That's vodka.
No, we do the same.
Water
thing.
My ass.
There goes in waves here, where all of a sudden, like, there's so many boxes in our garage that my truck started being recycling.
Yeah.
I just throw the boxes, and then they get full, and I text Mitch and be like, hey, you burning? Yeah, I'm going to burn tomorrow. I'll just drive the truck up there, unload it, we'll burn it, bring it back, park it, throw more boxes in there. I'm just like, where are these fucking boxes coming from?
Yeah. That's illegal.
Burning boxes?
Yeah. Burning garbages, yeah.
But
not garbage, it's boxes.
Just boxes?
Yeah.
No plastic, nothing in there?
It's boxes from... Like the diaper boxes and the wipe boxes.
I don't know if I believe you.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, so like a couple weeks ago, we got that snow. Are kids dumber now than they've ever been before?
Yes.
Are they the worst at sledding than they've ever been before?
I don't know.
Because I got that shed in my backyard, and I took all this snow, and I bermed up this giant sled path so they could go between the neighbor's fence and our shed. So, like, I don't know how you'd get out of the path I made. But all these little idiot kids find a way to jump over the berm and crash into my shed. Like, I thought there was going to, like.
They thought you were building a jump.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know how they do it. And I'm like, are you guys this bad at steering a sled down like a, it was like a bobsled run.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you went over it.
Bunch of shit kids these days.
Yeah. And, like, after the first two, I was like, oh. And then I was like, you know, I'm just going to watch this and enjoy the thumping because it's one way for them to learn.
And then you get sued because you had a shed.
I thought I might, but I was like, oh, that insurance is there for a reason. So
yeah, some brick siding on that shed now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't remember like whining so much as a kid, and like they all seem to struggle steering a sled. They just need more time, I think.
SAWFT soft. That's what they are.
What's the worst crash you ever had on a sled?
Oh,
do you remember any bad ones?
I have a one story. Didn't necessarily happen to me. It happened to my neighbor. Where we live, there's some pretty substantial hills, and they were going down through the woods. And yeah, he went smack dab right into a big ass oak tree, and he stood up, and the blood was flying out of both nostrils. And we couldn't get it to stop forever. You look at the snow, look like you just killed somebody down there.
I don't have anything like that. I remember wiping out and hitting people going down the Buffalo golf course.
Yes.
Yeah. That thing flies when it gets ice on there.
Yeah.
There's another famous hill in Wright County, or Monticello, I guess, or Silver Creek, is called Anderson Hill. It's over by Mariah State Park. We used to go out there in the wintertime in high school. And for me, I was always carrying one sled and a case of beer up that hill.
Each time I went up the hill.
Actually, you're actually right, because I only went up there once a night because the walk up was a motherfucker.
Oh, sure.
And you get up to the top of this thing. There's a little park bench up there, kind of nice, whatever. And all of a sudden, I'd get up to the top. I couldn't fucking breathe. You got Fatty McGee sitting up there. I couldn't even breathe anymore. And I'm watching all my buddies going down this hill, and everybody's dodging trees and jumps and all this shit. And everyone's coming up, and they got half-broken arms or whatever, you know. And I'm just sitting there just cracking beers, and they'd come up, they'd share a beer with me, and then they'd go back down or whatever. But then it was time to go back down to get to the cars that night, and that hill was scary as shit.
Gosh, yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah,
it was nuts. We're out there one night. Of course, this is Mariah State Park, right?
Yeah.
Park property. All of a sudden, our asshole friends found out we're up there. They come up there with snowmobiles ripping around and down the hill. Well, now we're like, okay, well, we're underage. Well, maybe we weren't. Yeah, we were. So we're like, we got to get the hell out of here. So yeah. Now it's time to just hop on your case of beer on your sled and take off and get to the bottom of the hill and get the hell out of there. But that was a lot of fun. It was always like a rite of passage to go down Anderson Hill.
Anderson Hill.
I do remember the one time we went up to Buffalo Hill, Butcher was with. And Cody had the knee board.
Oh, yeah.
And that hill was ice. Like, people had been going out there, so it was fast. We went down the hill, and there was this jump, and we just missed it. And I'm like, don't hit that.
Yeah, hit it.
I'm going to try this knee board.
Oh.
He goes flying
down
this hill, hits the jump, and goes completely, like, parallel to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
And the first thing that hit was his face.
Oh!
And his heels go over the top of his head?
The side of his face.
Oh.
Just big old. And then, like, it wasn't a soft landing. Like, it was ice. And all of a sudden, I'm almost like, oh, fuck, okay. And, like, he got knocked out. And he gets off. Yeah. And we're like, all right, we're getting out of here.
We're done.
And yeah. He did a complete Tommy Boy thing, though. And he's got scratches.
I can see it. I can see this.
He's got scratches on his face. And I have a picture somewhere. He's got these scratches on his face. And he's like, man. You know, it doesn't hurt here, but like up here, and he pulled his hat off, and he had a huge egg
all
like on his forehead. We're like, what the fuck? And he's just, yeah, man, I got a really bad headache. And like, we're driving. He's like, these lights are hurting my eyes. And we're just like, oh,
yeah, I think I'm gonna throw
that's
up.
That's called a concussion, folks.
He smoked the ground, but I just remember. Man, it doesn't hurt so much here, but like but right here, and he pulled that up. We're like, holy fuck, dude.
Corey, you mentioned that's called a concussion. Back in our day, that was ringing your bell.
That's why you hit your bell rung.
That's why we're soft.
Yep. Yeah. Same hill, we got a family video. It's our favorite part of any family video. We're at that Buffalo Golf Course hill, and my sister is pulling up two little kids in a sled. She's like 15 or 16 at the time. So she's pulling them up the hill trying to be nice. And she's walking backwards up the hill.
And
this kid goes down. And my mom's just filming like all these kids going down. So she's not like focused on Bridget, but you can see her
in the background.
Yep. And this kid goes down on a tube, and his buddy like spins him. So his legs are just helicoptering.
Ooh.
And just as he gets to my sister, he helicopters the back of her legs. And she just, 100 miles an hour onto her back. Knocks the wind out of her. You know, and it's like our favorite video. Rewind it. You know, like, oh, it's so classic.
That part of the video is all worn out now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We had, like, videos like that when we were kids. My uncle Scott, they had a hill in Watertown that we used to go to.
At the elementary school?
Yep. No, I was behind it. It was, like, where their house development was.
Okay.
It was super steep, but, like, we had this big video we watched all the time, and there's like clips of like Marshall wiping out, and all of a sudden he comes up to my mom, and he's got to be like 5. He looks up and he goes, "My weenie hurts." like the stupid shit people say. Like, God, it was so funny. And then all like you can always hear my dad in the back, Matt and Mitch, and we're up at the top. Oh, be careful!
Yeah.
Watch out!
Dude, you literally just have to let things happen at some point as a parent.
We watch
like,
that.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Times a day, you'll be saying, "Look out! Stop! Get down!"
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, it gets really old. We just had one of those moments not too long ago. Well, it was Halloween. And he grabbed one of his sheets off of his bed, and he walks through and goes, "I'm a ghost." And just, Em looks at me, and she was going to say something. I was like, "Oh, wait for it." And what happens?
Right into a door.
He just like pulls his sheet up, and he's just rubbing his head. Ow. And
your wife looks at you and goes, "That's your son."
Yeah. No. Just let him figure it out.
Yes.
Thump.
It is.
Ka-kunk.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, man.
The whole time telling that story about Butcher, all I could think of is Clark W. Griswold going down the hill.
Greasing up the metal saucer.
Oh, frick.
Yeah, yep. Cousin Eddie up there. Yeah, I'm not going down on that thing.
Yep, I got this plate in my head.
It's all government plastic. They had to take out the steel plate because every time Catherine would fire up the microwave, I'd piss my pants and forget how it was for half an hour. Then when he lands in a Walmart, bingo.
God, that's the best movie. The shit that, like, I still laugh. Like, how do they think of that? Like, you want to say Grace?
Grace died 30 years ago.
And then she gets up and starts saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
And then Cousin Eddie gets up and starts putting his hand over his heart.
Play ball!
So I'm going to sound like an old man, but they just don't have any good movies anymore.
No,
not like that.
It's
they
terrible.
Don't.
No,
like nobody's creative. They just remake the old ones, and they're typically not as good.
Right.
Just horrible.
The new thing is they remake the old cartoon Disney movies to real life.
Right. Yeah.
Like they did, or like they the
throw a different
Mermaid
race in there and like, bullshit. It's
the
like,
Lion
on.
King one was actually pretty good, but like they did like
I thought that was terrible.
Winnie the Pooh, like Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
Creepy.
And dude, the like Tigger and Pooh, I'm like, they look terrible. Like,
yeah.
This is horrible.
Have you seen the Winnie the Pooh horror movie?
I saw it.
Oh,
on the TV.
It's so creepy, dude.
We were looking for a movie to watch the other night. I was like, let's watch this. She's like, no.
No.
Like, I wouldn't want to watch that
it's
either.
It's a slasher film. I'm not a big fan of those, but Winnie the Pooh looked pretty effing creepy.
Yeah.
So, you know what? The Disney live actions all went wrong ever since Beauty and the Beast. They completely botched that one.
Oh, I never saw
with
that.
Emma Watson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lame, wrong, terrible casting.
Em was just saying it that like any new Disney movie, she's like, he almost wants to watch the 20-year-old ones. And I was like, well, like, hang on, like some of these aren't that old, but like he'd rather watch like Incredibles Toy Story,
Incredibles.
Yeah,
or like any of those. Like all the new ones are just awful,
yeah,
garbage.
We watched Oliver and Company the other night. That's the freezer.
Oh, I was wondering what
I thought it was a Vexlar spinning or something.
No. Watch like Oliver and Company. I've been trying to get them. Like, we've been trying to get like the older like Fox and the Hound.
Sure.
You know, there's a Fox and the Hound 2?
Yeah.
Never watched it.
Yeah, it's not. Don't waste your time.
I still want to get a Red Lab and name it Copper,
dude. Yeah, I'm always saying stupid stuff to my kids. Like, you're my best friend too, Todd. And like, what? What are you talking about? So, you know what, my kid, we got swimming classes for the kids, and my 3.5-year-old Ethan.
Yeah.
I don't know where he gets the stuff. We're in the locker room. There's people all over, and like I'm trying to get him dressed fast, you know, whatever. So he's butt naked, and I'm grabbing his boxers, and he goes, "Dad," and I'm like, "Yeah, buddy." And he goes, and he points at his head, and he goes, "This is my head, and this is my tummy." And then he goes, and this is my weenus, right? And he says weenus all the time.
Yeah.
And I laugh, but I'm trying to move on. And then he like dead serious goes, and that's also known as a penis. And I just started laughing. And the guy next to me with his two kids just starts dying laughing. I was like, yeah, buddy, that's right. You're still figuring that out, aren't you? And then the guy next to me goes, I've been trying to figure mine out for 35 years. It was so funny, man.
It's also called a penis.
And he was so serious. I was like, you're not wrong.
Are you actually going to teach him and tell him that that's not his weenus? Because
that's
the that's end of your
elbow.
I did not correct him. That's for 4 years old.
Might have to have that. You need to have that talk.
Yeah.
Son, you call that your pecker, not your weenus.
Penis.
He runs around saying,
you know
what the frick?
I randomly did in my head is the story you told. She was low.
I know, right? Can't get out of your head. She was low.
I was at work today, and one guy was like dragging, and he's like, oh, man, I'm just so tired. And I looked at him going, because you're low.
Because you're low.
He's like, what? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah, Jackie and I went to Arizona, and she did something, whatever. She had a brain fart of some type. And I looked at her, I was like, what are you, low? And she's like, what?
Did you
what are
call
you talking
slow?
About? And so I told her the story of Tony and his wife with low blood
sugar.
She
was low.
She was low. And like, she didn't find it funny at all. She's like, she fell? Did she get hurt? And I'm like, no, you're missing the point. She was low. It was funny.
Yeah. I just... Whenever you're having a bad day, I just picture you saying that.
Yeah.
She was low.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that same guy. Did I share the story how he crashed a semi-truck?
Was he low too?
No. Because, like, he did that job, and then he went to go be a truck driver for a little bit. And, like, one day, you know, I-35W was all shut down because some resin spilled all over the highway and all this crazy
stuff.
Sounds
pretty serious.
I feel like I've heard this story. Yeah. I don't remember if you told that, but we could tell it
right.
again.
And so long story short, a couple months goes by, and Tony's back. He's back to wrapping windows. And we're like, Tony, you're back. Well, how was truck driving? He goes, I got fired. Well, for what? And he goes, that 35W shit. I was like, what? The resin all over it? He goes, yeah. I mean, I picked up the load. I'm just getting on the off ramp, and the load shifted. Like, there's nothing I could do about it. I was like, yeah, don't take the corner at 100 miles an hour, right? Yeah, so he swears the load shifted. It wasn't his fault, and there's nothing he could do, and he just spilled a million beads all over the highway. So that was Tony. Yeah. I bet his wife probably got him back. I was like, are you low? Like,
it's because he was low.
Yep. Yeah, use that one anytime. That's a classic. That's such a funny
story. Mm-hmm. I forgot. You told me that. You said that again. I'm like, that's the best story.
It's the best, man. I freaking love life's so fun. I don't know how anybody's ever bored. Just meeting people, weird people like that. They always give you those little inside jokes.
I showed the guys at work the other night.
What'd you show them?
The video of Marv. Tub. Yeah. And he goes, it's so weird you're showing me this video. And I'm like, why? He goes, because my wife last night literally told me that when a kid poops in the tub, you waffle stomp it. and I was like, you know, he's like, I never heard waffle stomp. And then the one older guy's like, what's waffle stomp? And he goes, it's when a kid poops in a tub and you waffle stomp it down the drain. So like the whole day at work, we're working, he's just like, waffle stomp. We're packing clay. He's like, keep waffle stomping.
Was that the first time Marv's done that?
No, that would be the third. He was on a roll 2 days
the
a
third
roll
time.
Before. Oh, geez, yeah.
That's when I found out he does the gargoyle stance.
It's awfully descriptive.
That's the best way you can describe it. Like, he's fascinated by the...
he can shit in the woods. You got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Like, anytime you turn the faucet on, he'll stand up. So it's like perfect time. It's like, all right, we got to, you know, let him play around. Sure. It's like, we're going to soap you up. Turn the water on, and he stands up and he starts playing. He tries to turn the faucet for hot and cold. And he's like, and then you just soap him down or whatever. But then all of a sudden, like, he's be sitting, and all of a sudden he'll sit, like, on, like, a gargoyle. No.
Get him out! Get him out!
The first time I did it, I'm like, are you pooping? And I was like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden I call Mariah. I'm like, hey, come here for a sec. And she's like, what? I'm like, I think he pooped. And it was the first time, and it was not solid.
Ugh. Yeah.
Never. And like, dude, we put so much soap in there, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting there.
The bubbles.
And I grab a toy. I'm like, yeah, we pooped. So we pull him out of the bath. I had to scrub the hole, you know, all his toys and all that. It was like 2 days of that. And then this last time he did it. And I'm like, well, at least it was solid this time.
Yes.
And now he's starting to walk. So I just grabbed him, put him on the floor, and he's just walking. I'll tell you the story after the podcast. How about him? God. That was
kids do the darndest things.
Dude,
The fact that he squats like that might actually be a sign. He might be easy to potty train.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, what would make him want to squat when he takes a shit?
Well,
you think just stand and let it fly.
He's getting pretty good. Like, every day I pick him up from daycare and I'll get home. And I set him on the step. And I said, all right, now we got to take our shoes off before we go upstairs. And then I'll point at his foot leg and he'll pull his leg up. And I'll grab his shoe and I'll put it away. And then I'll grab his other one. I'll take his jacket off. And then I'm like, all right, now Dad's got to take his off. And he'll just sit there.
Oh, nice.
And I'll take my boots off, and then I grab them, and then we go upstairs, or we'll go downstairs and let the dogs out. He's a really good kid.
Awesome. My kid sat still like that.
I was going to say, your kid sit there nice and patiently?
No. Or quietly?
No. Dude, Corey's kid is so loud. It's so funny. But he's a cute kid, but he's loud.
I'll be like talking to Seth on the phone. Dad, who are you talking to? Jeez, quiet. Yeah. I'm trying to talk. You know, I got it on speakerphone.
Maybe you'll get lucky because they usually say the second kid is the worst. Like, they'll just say you have a first kid and then it makes you want to have another one because they're easy and then the second one's a hellion.
Oh.
So maybe you got it backwards. Maybe your first kid's a hellion and the second one's going to be easy.
He's relatively a good kid. He just can't shut his mouth.
Sure.
It's just terrible.
That's terrible. How do you really feel?
But does he know how to take the recycling out?
Obviously not. No.
Hey, bud, you know what you should do right now? Remember when I showed you how to take them boxes out?
Yeah.
Go, run. Go make sure you run real fast with it now.
Here's a box cutter. Go cut up those cardboard boxes for me.
When I used to bring him back from Becker, like he would just kind of when he was starting to talk, and then towards the end, he could definitely talk. But when he was just making noise, it'd be 35 minutes of just noise.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, buddy, let's play a game. If you can be quiet all the way till we get home, there's like 5 minutes left. If you can be quiet till we get home, I'll give you anything in your candy box. Anything.
Ooh.
He gets all excited. Okay. Dad! It lasted that long. I was like, you didn't even. It wasn't even 5 minutes. It wasn't even a minute.
Nope. Kids, that's the best. Well, for a good that was a fun little poop chat. It's been a while since I dealt with that, so when I got your text, I was like, oh yeah, that did used to happen all the time. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait to start over.
Good luck, Corey. So
not looking forward to that.
She laughs at me because we got a diaper genie.
Yeah.
And then that thing gets full. Mm-hmm. Like it. Yeah. Like I'll just pull it out and just leave it on the ground.
Sure.
Because there's still room in it. Okay. You just keep filling it up.
Oh, kind of like the garbage bag.
Yeah, that's pretty much like that's a Swisher thing
or recycling. Sorry.
Yeah. not the recycling. The garbage
bay scenario.
It's a garbage.
But then, like, at one point, it got so bad that I tied it.
You couldn't get it out? Like,
no, it was out.
Oh, okay. Yep.
But then I had to, like, anaconda it over my shoulders, like, and wrap it, and walk down, like, a hobo, like, down the steps outside.
That is disgusting.
This big blue bag full of poop diapers.
So disgusting.
You know what you shouldn't do is you should, so to try to save on the diaper genies, we would only put the poop diapers in there. And then we had two of them. We'd have one on either side of the house. Well, it would take a long time to fill it up. Well, pretty soon you just had to change it because it stunk.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yeah.
Freaking bad because it was only poop diapers because she didn't want to keep buying the diaper genie things. I'm like, they're I'm cheap. Changing them more frequently because it freaking stinks in here. We might as well just put them all in here.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We just
don't do that.
And that's one thing, like, one thing that we did is people, like, I don't know how you guys are. Like, they change their kids, like, everywhere in the house.
Sure.
I'm like, no.
No.
Like,
it's two places that we always did.
He's got his room with the table, with the wipes, with everything right there. Mm-hmm. We're in the basement. Just walk upstairs.
Yep.
Do it. Get it done. Do it there. Throw it in the thing and come back down. Like,
yep.
Because she's like, oh, we can change him on this brand new sectional. Nope.
Nope.
Why not? Don't. Because he pisses everywhere, and I don't feel like taking this thing apart and washing it. Just go upstairs and let him pee on the wall.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or put a changing station downstairs.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Right.
So, Corey, are you done with diapers right now with your boy?
Yeah, he's been potty trained for like over a year.
See, that's
what about a year.
We did that too. We were out of diapers for quite a while and had the second one. It's like, oh, shit,
start
I forgot
over.
How to.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. It is a starting over deal.
A diaper party?
No. That's only like a first kid thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
After two, people are kind of like, you just want free stuff, which is true.
Well, yeah.
You know, but now
and then if you cook, it's expensive. Like, yeah, I'll bring big diapers, right? Come eat, drink your beer, and eat your food.
Big
that's kind of like the whole shower thing and all that kind of shit. Usually just do it at one time. And
sure.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys want to come over and drink beer, I mean, I could say it's for the kid.
I'll bring a thing of diapers.
We'll come over and drink your beer, sure.
Yeah.
I told Jackie I was going to quit drinking beer unless it was for a diaper party, so that works out perfect.
Boom.
It checks out.
If it's a diaper party or it's a
special
Tuesday
occasion.
Or Wednesday or Thursday.
Podcast day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Non-work day, work day.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So we made the thing at Mill Creek about the big buck contest for this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agreed we could have it at my house. Guess who just asked his wife like 3 weeks ago if I could host that party?
You.
Oh, yeah. That's
what'd
right.
What'd she say?
I was like, yeah. So because I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, man, that thing's like.
When is that?
I committed to
August
that.
August something.
Yeah. And so I was like, yeah. So I don't know if Steak and Cigar Day is going to work. But I was like, but, you know, we kind of want to do this thing where we, for the big buck contest, like we just kind of get together at somebody's house. And she's like, oh, that'd be kind of fun to go to. I was like, yeah.
Or host it.
You know, it might. Well, she actually beat me to it. She's like, you know, if it were here, then you could maybe like help me if I needed something. Because the kid will be pretty fresh, be like a month old or something like that. And I was like, you know, that's, I mean, that could probably work.
Yeah. I've already committed.
I'll ask the guys and see if we can do it.
Early on the calendar.
She's going to text him, like, I need your help. He's going to come back. All right, what do you need?
Yeah.
Yep. Fourth week in August, technically.
Yeah.
What's the date?
23rd, Friday the 23rd.
Is that Paul's wedding?
Yep.
I thought you said it was the 9th and 10th.
That's
bachelor party.
Oh, bachelor party. Okay. Corey, you don't have your mom back yet, right?
No, but July, I think.
Oh, lucky dog. I'm probably still another 8 months out. So
yeah.
I'm itching to get that sucker back.
Yeah, I can't wait.
There's no way it's going to look as good as I remember.
Mm-mm. No, I keep forgetting. I asked him when I dropped it off if I should bring or if I should send him photos of kind of what I was thinking. He's like, nah, I got a pretty good idea. Well, sure. I still want to just because I got a little OCD with it. And I just keep forgetting. Because I'm like, well, I'm not going to do it right away. Wait till after the first of the year or sometime in the spring kind of a thing. Well, like I would imagine he's got the hide tanned and everything. Right. Like he's probably waiting to start it at this point. So
yeah, my guy, when he did the antelope for me, he said it'd be about a year, to 18 months.
Yeah.
And then it was done. Just under a year.
Sure.
So I was like, I'm not going to wait for a year. So I just sent him all the photos and another email saying, Don't forget how I want
it. Like, fat rolls and this and that.
All that stuff. So
So
you're going to let him just kind of freewheel it on yours, or?
No, I kind of told him what I wanted. You know, I wanted a pedestal mount, and then I wanted it like just kind of coming off the, I just want him slightly turned. I forget what they call it, but just kind of slightly turned. And then I want his neck turned, and I want to be able to see like the fat rolls on the inside corner. Cause like he was just sitting there eating and like he just looked big and fat and he had the neck rolls. So I really want that to come through in the mouth.
Yeah.
So
well, at least he's going to take your input. I know I just thought about that when Wyatt had his done too. The guy, there was quite a few texts back and forth with how he wanted it. And the guy was sending him all of his different poses and everything. And Wyatt was able to pick what he wanted.
Sure.
And,
yep.
So
yeah, he was kind of in the middle of skinning something. So I feel like I should just refresh his memory because like he wrote stuff down, but
yeah,
he's probably one of those guys that he's probably got it nailed exactly what you want,
right?
But now you're just still stressed over it because you don't feel like he put he didn't pay enough attention to you,
right?
Those guys, you know, it all the time they're so used to it,
but they should. You're spending a lot of money,
yeah.
It's a once in a lifetime thing, you know,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that and I had a bad experience with a fish, so like I kind of want to really make sure that it turns out the way I want it to. So,
and I'm always like, I'm not unrealistic. It's never going to look as good as the deer did.
Right.
But I just want it to be representative of kind of what's in my head.
Right.
You know? And so if there's a couple of things I request, hopefully they can be incorporated. And you know,
it is kind of cool when it takes that 12 to 18 months because you do, in a way, kind of forget the size. You'll sit and look at your pictures, you know, how many times a day, maybe. Yeah. Yep. But I just remember when Wyatt got his back, I'm like, holy shit, I just forgot that he was that goddamn big.
Right.
You know? So it's
the worst part, not having the antlers to look at.
Right.
Like, oh,
they need to relive it when you get it back.
It's a whole nother.
Then everyone comes to see it.
That's definitely a special occasion to have a beer when that sucker comes back.
So,
so
we're gonna put it. We got the steps going downstairs. You know, we got that big vertical wall that goes from the basement all the way up, and you can see it from the living room. And we're planning on putting it right there. And she's like, you know, what if we did? It doesn't have to be like a pallet wood wall, but like some sort of like wall going down, just so it's not sheetrock. You know, and then that can kind of be the display there. Yeah, basically.
Sure. Yep.
I was like, yeah, we should do that. I could probably fit 6-8 mounts on that wall.
Heck yeah.
Like, well, no, that's not what I was getting. I was like, nope, consider it done. We're doing it.
Why not? Have them all in one spot.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And then just put like metal silhouettes of like a caribou and like all these.
Yeah, where you want to eventually shoot, where you want to
shoot. Then you fill it in.
Next that's a victim. Great idea. Yeah.
She wants to do an H, and then the deer is going to be the O, and then the ME, so it's going to say home. I was like, don't like dirty my mount with your Etsy whatever Pinterest
thing. Then there's going to be a Santa Claus hat on it.
Like, no.
Oh, no.
Not allowed to touch it.
I hate that stuff.
It's the first time you've ever said that, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I can't wait, Corey. Corey's going to get his mount back. It'll be beautiful. Mine will come back looking like that guy from the Goonies.
Here you guys.
Well, so, should we wrap her up there?
I think so.
All right, with Border Outdoors, I'm Mac.
I'm Corey.
I'm Seth.
I'm Tim.
We'll talk to you guys later.